Guys, before we end this podcast, as you guys know, I've partnered up with Prize Picks for my daily fantasy picks. Now that football season's over, I'm going with more XFL and UFC picks. So basically, you can put money on whether you want players to do good or bad. You pick two or more players, and they have like a projection, like more than 20 points or less than 20 points, for example. And you just say, I want this player to do good or bad. And it's so much fun. And the cool thing about Prize Picks is they're sponsoring this podcast, but like, we've been on Prize Picks for years. Prize Picks is available in 70% of the U.S., including Florida, California, and Texas, which is huge. First-time depositors, they will match your deposit up to $100 if you use code NELK, N-E-L-K. Link is in the description, or download the app Prize Picks and use code NELK. I'm telling you guys, Prize Picks, unique app, fun as fuck. I'm giving you guys what I do. Straight money bets or straight money line bets on games or fights, you name it. And then just in case you lose, you have the separate Prize Pick slips. So it's amazing. Follow me on Instagram. I post my picks every single week. I'd like to say I do pretty good, especially during football. I did really good, but I love you guys. I love Prize Picks. Thank you for sponsoring us. Let's get into the podcast. Boom.
It is the official Steve Will Do It podcast, and this is brought to you by Happy Dad Hard Seltzer. If you are listening on Spotify or Apple, please rate this a 5 stars. The full video is on my Rumble channel, rumble.com/Steve Will Do It. And guys, I'm uploading Steve Will Do It videos every fucking Thursday, 8:30 Eastern. I'm telling you, these are going to be 10 out of 10 videos. We will get into that. But real quick, I want to shout out all the bars that carry Happy Dad. Barcode Burgers in Las Vegas, Nevada. Ace's Bar and Grill in the city of Orange, California. The White Horse in Austin, Texas. All Bottle Blonde locations nationwide. And the Black Horse in Austin, Texas. There are more bars and places that carry Happy Dad Hard Seltzer. So go to happydad.com/find and find a bar or store near you. And guys, if your business or someone you know carries Happy Dad, message Happy Dad on Instagram. Message me on Instagram. We'll shout you out. Let's get in the podcast. The Steve Will Do It show. We have Selena, my beautiful producer. Hi. How you doing? Good. We're wearing matching robes.
Yeah, we're wearing matching robes. Steven's not wearing his Gucci today.
Yeah, fuck that. It's too late for that. But
you look good.
Yeah. Is our dog in the camera? Do you see Luna? Yes, if you guys are watching on Rumble, we have a new dog named Luna. And she's right here. She's a Doberman. She just got back from school. And yeah, so she's the new addition to the podcast. So let's get right into it. So we just had Aaron Steinberg, a.k.a. Steiny, the new face of Nelk Boys, the new Full Send podcast host, my ex-assistant. He was just here. He stayed at the house. We made up. We're now friends again. And yeah, so basically I had a fucking employee situation where it just made me realize, like, holy shit, Steiny really cared about me while we were working together. He really cared about the Steve Will Do It brand. And honestly, we fucked shit up together. We did so much awesome shit together to where I called him and I apologized. I said, I'm sorry, Steiny, you're a piece of shit. Like, I think you're a piece of shit, but you cared about me, and now we're good friends again. Yeah. So how was it having Steiny back?
It was cool. I didn't like talk to him much. You guys kept busy.
Yeah, I mean, he likes me. Like, he cares about me deeply. So I care about him too. I mean, I have some memorable shit about Steiny. You weren't with me during this, but you weren't there. But I had Steiny. This is when I knew he was legit, and this is when he first kind of joined. We were going to Mexico, right? And I said, Steiny. This is when I first met 6ix9ine, actually. This is when I first met 6ix9ine. Steiny's new. We're going to Mexico with 6ix9ine on a Rubet trip. And I told Steiny, yo, bro, 6ix9ine's guy, his guy rolls with a gun. And so we had a fake gun. Like, it looked real. I was like, dude, you have to take it into Mexico. You got to take the gun. And he needs his gun, obviously, to protect Danny. And he fucking did it. Do you believe that? He was ready and prepared to smuggle a gun into Mexico. And that was just one amazing thing that, like, I was like, holy shit, respect this guy. And then also when we were at the Nobu hotel on another Rubet trip, I invited two hookers over to hang out with Steiny and Drew, manager Drew, shout out manager Drew. And it was the funniest thing ever, but I told Steiny, he said, yo, dude, you got to go in there and you got to fuck her raw. You got to do that for me because you're a champ. And you know what he did? He did it. So those are just two little things that Steiny's just a legend. And anyways, going into that, now that we're working together, we are going to fuck up Steve Will Do It videos. This next video is amazing.
I was a little offended that Steiny was on the couch, and I think that I deserve a promotion.
Oh, we record, okay, because me and Steiny recorded a podcast earlier today, and you're offended that we did it and you weren't here?
I just think I deserve a promotion from producer to co-host.
No, I love you. I love you behind the camera. You look good too. I love your fucking, if only they could see what you're wearing. You're wearing the same shit as me, but in white. And you look fucking fantastic. I'll tell you that. But anyways, I was saying, Steiny's helping me on the creative on Steve Will Do It videos, and they are just going to be 10 out of 10. I'm telling you guys, rumble.com/Steve Will Do It. Every Thursday, 8:30, we're going to be consistent. I mean, this Thursday is fucking epic. Went to the John Jones fight. It was crazy. I bet 20K on John Jones, 3K on submission. Epic night. Like, Mark Wahlberg. I met fucking Tom Brady. Epic night. I loved it. And then it goes into, we went to Power Slap, which was insane. Selena, wasn't Power Slap insane in person?
Yeah, I kind of like it better than MMA.
I was about to say, be honest, like, it's in person. It was more entertaining to me, like, especially, maybe that was just really good slaps, but, like, that night was fucking amazing. And the guys that slap each other, they fucking talk shit and everything, and it's so, in person, it's unreal. So, shout out to Dana White and Power Slap. Shout out to all the guys that were slapping. I mean, big balls to them. I couldn't take a slap. The only, like, yeah. So that's pretty crazy. What else happened in my video? Have you met my gay friend Chewy, bartender?
Chewy,
he's fucking awesome.
Bartender where?
He's like a Chinese guy, and he's just epic. He makes the most epic fucking, old fashions, the John Chahiti drink.
I don't think so.
He's, it's near Danny's house, but anyway, so on the way to the airport to come to Vegas and film all this epic shit for my video, we stopped by and I tipped him 10 grand and it was the most beautiful thing ever. And then, so that's in the video. And then, you obviously know Mr. Beast.
Mm-hmm.
He does like last person to stop touching the car, keeps the car, like shit like that.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a Mr. Beast video, but I'm so much cooler than Mr. Beast. Like,
what are you gonna do?
So last person to take their hands off the insanely obese person, like he's gonna be like 400 pounds, and he's gonna be all sweaty and greasy and gross, wins like $50,000, and then, and like, there's gonna be a bunch of different things that happen that's gonna make people want to take their hands off. Like, for example, the guy's gonna have to take a shit, and it's like you have to go with him to the toilet, and he's got to take a shit, so you gotta keep your hand up. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is these videos are gonna be fucking awesome. And I have the fucking Rumbles behind me fully. I mean, we were just with the CEO, right? Chris, shout out Chris Rumble. Chris Rumble, the CEO of Rumble, is a fucking badass dude. And dude, what I like about him is all the people around him that was with him are all like friends from back in the day. He's a loyal motherfucker. He treats me well, and he believes in me. So I'm telling you, best Steve Will Do It videos ever start this Thursday. I'm not going to let you down, Chris. Not going to let you down, Rumble. I mean, Rumble's like a big blessing in my life. You know, Rumble's like you, Selena. It's a blessing in my life.
I like
because
you.
It's, you know, it's a, they just, I get canceled off YouTube. There's a competitor that has tens and tens of millions of users, and they see me as becoming the face of it, potentially. They see something good in me. They pay me really good money, and it's like, thank you, Rumble. I love Rumble. And, you know, it's brought to me opportunities like this. I'm doing a podcast, and it's fucking like, okay, so now Celsius is in the, you know, Celsius wants to potentially sponsor this podcast.
That's awesome.
What do I fucking drink? I drink Celsius. So it's like,
you love your Celsius.
Like, I love a Celsius on the way to the gym. And it's like, okay, hey, you want to fucking get paid to talk about something that you already do? Just like Prize Picks. Now they want to sponsor the podcast. Like, Prize Picks is something that I did before sponsorships because I got sponsored by them once, like a long time ago. And then it's like, now I use Prize Picks. Now they want to fucking, now they're a sponsor of my videos and the podcast. So it's such a cool thing for companies and shit to pay you, and you like, it's like natural. So I think that's fucking awesome. I didn't mention this, but in my video this week, not only did all that shit, all that epic shit, Tom Brady, fucking Mark Wahlberg, UFC power slap, gay Chinese guy,
Kourtney Kardashian,
the obese fat guy, last one to, you know, take their hands off and wins $50,000. But also, you know, my driver that lives in the neighborhood, he's Chinese too, and he's a baccarat player. So in the footage, I don't know if you know, I was like, here, I gave him 10 grand. I said, go, dude, go win some money. And then I had a cameraman on him. It was awesome. And then in the other room, I was with Dana, and we filmed all this, and it was so epic. We're gambling, we're playing blackjack, and then Dana's down $520,000. I already made 15,000. I was watching, I was happy. I was like, I got 15 G's. And then he just makes an epic fucking comeback, and it was all on video, and this is all on this week's Rumble video on Thursday. It was just so epic. Like, when you get a really hot deck like that, it's like, I don't know. I don't know what it's like. Like, I couldn't imagine. Like, I guess a hot deck in blackjack is like, it's better than sex. It's better than anything. It's better. I mean, having a hot deck in blackjack was better than like when I retired my parents. It feels way better. Like fuck that shit. If I had to choose the hottest deck in blackjack or retire my parents again, I would take a hot deck in blackjack. Like that feeling, not even like the outcome, like, but that feeling, like when it's just like splits, doubles, blackjack, like just 10-10s, it's so good. Like, oh, and they're talking about hot decks and blackjack. Sorry if there's so much gambling talk, but it's like I'm back and forth from Miami and Vegas, and I find myself liking Vegas a little too much. I mean, you know, the Red Rock, they let me bring my own massage therapist, and I get tuggies. They let me do it. You know that?
Why do you wait till we're filming a podcast to tell me these
things? I know, because the thing is, I'll do some like shit. Like, I don't cheat unless it's Ice Spice. I will get my black belt with you any day of the week, and I will make sure, and it's not cheating, because I'm gonna tell something. I'll be like, yo, I'm with Ice Spice. Like, she's trying to fuck.
See, man, Dad, I still got my black belt.
And no, it doesn't go that way. It's a one way street, and I'm the one that can drive it. It's a one way street. So Ice Spice, if you're watching it, that boy's a cap. I'm not cap. I'm telling you.
What if Ice Spice doesn't like you?
I'm just saying, Ice Spice. I have a beautiful orange Birkin bag that I can give you.
What?
Hey, you said.
Fine.
I know, but you said you didn't really like. You didn't like love it. Like, you know.
She probably already has.
She loves orange. So imagine this. How awesome of a fiance would you be to give Ice Spice your Birkin bag so I can have sexual intercourse with her? And then I lose my black belt. Then she can like rap about me in her songs. And yeah, and then we're good. So what else is there? Oh, my fucking old clan members. Everyone's reaching out with me. I just, you know, I reconnected drum roll. I reconnected with Stray Disco, British guy. I remember go, hey, go Skip, eh? And reconnected with him. We used to play it. I reconnected with Stray Organs. Stray Organs actually taught me how to brush my teeth. Never forget that because he's
old. Fuck? What do you mean taught you how to brush your fucking teeth?
Because he was older and had kids and a wife, and I'll never forget this. I used to like brush my teeth for like 10 seconds and fucking, and then that was it. So I was on the mic and I was brushing my teeth and I did it like 10 seconds. He's like, dude, like, that's all you're going to do? And then ever since then, I started brushing my teeth longer. So shout out Stray Organs. And then Link OBJ / Fear OBJ. I forgot I was in Fear. I was in fucking Fear, whatever, sniping. Capital F, capital R. We were legit. Fear Skippy, Fear OBJ. That motherfucker went to FaZe, FaZe OBJ. He was an inspiration. And then now we're talking. Dude, so.
You're so passionate.
Dude, so I found somebody. Yeah, I'm finding these motherfuckers left and right. Now I'm trying to look for, I can't say the names because if I say the names, everyone's going to be like, yo, I'm this person. But there's still a few names. I'll say Leland Chuck. I know it's a blonde dude. Looks like, it's like Steiny, but blonde hair. Looks like Ellen DeGeneres. We were best friends. Like, we were best friends. Like, we didn't talk, like, we talked on the fucking, on the phones. We'd be texting each other. We were fucking, yeah.
Have you got on the game with any of them yet?
On the game, no. I'm going to play with Oregon's. Do you remember Hunter Todd? Do you know I met him in Call of Duty back in the day before meeting him in real life?
You told me that. It's funny.
Dude, and everyone can vouch for this. Anyone who's listening to this, like, they know Modern Warfare 2 days were the days. What about you, Julio? Black Ops 2, Black Ops 3. But, like, Modern Warfare 2, old, like, that was the days with the guys. And I don't know if you're in trick shotting, quick scoping, but, like, I had a quick scoping team, trick shotting clan. Like, I was into that shit. It changed my life. It changed my life forever because I said this a million times, but, like, the reason I got into the internet was, like, these fucking FaZe members. Like, this guy that was buying a flat screen TV, and it's like, how the fuck are you buying a flat screen TV? And it's like, oh, you bought it because you're using your TV on Xbox and fucking you're good at video games, and you bought the fucking TV through that. So that's insane. So yeah, shout out to just that whole generation. Just shout out to those, you know, everyone that was just in that era. It's like, we are legends. Like the kids that are growing up nowadays don't know what they missed out on. That was the most epic shit ever. Modern Warfare 2, I will bet my life on it, was the most epic time of my life. Growing up there and there, it was the best times ever. Kids are fucked now growing up. It's disgusting. We had a good life. We grew up in a pretty good time, I feel like. I feel like growing up now would be shitty.
Everyone's just growing up too fast now.
I just think the world is just going to shit, like absolute shit. And that's why, you know, I have to make $100 million and fucking buy a bunker and fuck off and be with my dogs and you, Selena. And yeah, that's what I want to do. So, and then all these guys, I'm telling you, all these kids are going to fucking drop like flies from vaping. And I fully believe that.
God, I ordered a vape yesterday just because we went out drinking the night before and I stopped vaping. But I ordered one yesterday and Steven took it and threw it.
Yeah, and I threw it because, like, you can't have it because I hit that shit. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you have a vape around me, I think it's going to kill you. Like, I really do. Yeah, I'm going to sheaf it. I'm going to smoke the living fuck out of your vape because that's how addicting it is. That's how fucking fucked it is. I truly believe in my gut that vaping is going to fucking kill everybody or give everybody long-term health issues. And it's just a way, like, everybody's addicted to it. Every single person / bitch our age. When I say bitch, I'm so sorry. I do not mean it in a negative way. Like, I do not mean that. Like, I love women. I fucking love women, especially the one that just won the woman's, what is it, the national award? My Vince just sent it to me. Like, the woman, Matt, you know, she just won an award, but she was born a male, but she somehow won the award. Now, as a woman, does that, like, when you see, like, a guy, someone that was born a male and then transition to female and then they win the award for women? Is that like what the fuck? Or is that like, hell yeah, sister?
I don't know.
Because obviously, like, we don't discriminate or hate against anyone, but, like, as a woman, when you see them winning awards that are, like, dedicated to women, are you just like, well, shit, motherfucker?
I mean, no comment. I'm just saying, if I did, like, a weightlifting, if I was, like, in a weightlifting competition with, like, I don't want to sound fucked up.
Yeah, you don't want to...
But if I was in, like, a weightlifting competition with a transgender who's now, like, a girl, we're in the same weight class, and they, like, beat me by a ton, I'd be like, of course.
Yeah. You know, Bradley is trans. I'm not kidding. He was born 36 years ago. There was a beautiful baby girl born named Bradlina. And Bradlina, you know, is now Bradley. Can you tell... Okay, speaking of Bradlina, can you tell us what the fuck happened? Because the night of when he had a flight in the morning and I was up till 6 a.m. I was at the Red Rock till 6 a.m. gambling. And I'm pretty sure that was the night I fucking crushed. Anyways, I'm not going to wake up at 8 a.m. to take him to the airport. I'm sorry. I just fucking won 50,000. I'm sleeping. It was like... I'm not doing that shit. And so something happened and I was literally too tired to really capture what happened. So if you could explain kind of what happened, because you were there, you were awake, you were, you know, what happened?
Okay, guys, I don't want to get in the habit of talking shit.
We're not talking shit.
About Bradley and every podcast. But I wake up early. I'm an early bird. And I just hear... people, I guess, like, rush around the house. Everyone was packing up, whatever. I didn't know what was going on. I just got back in bed. Wait, hold on. Let me start over.
All right, cut that.
Okay. I was laying in bed, actually, and then I hear knocking on the door. Me and you were both sleeping. It's, like, 7:45 in the morning, and Brad's like, wake up, time to go to the gym. Wake up. And it's, like...
Oh, gym call. It was a gym call.
Yeah.
So that's, like, before the airport.
But, like, I was two. I don't...
Okay, no.
Nobody thinks about the woman. Nobody thinks about the woman.
Okay, I'm taking... So... Real quick. So far in the story, I'm Team Brad here. Gym call. I respect the gym call. I'm just saying, Team Brad so far.
Anyways, so he's knocking on the door. Let's go to the gym. Then he's like, ah, fuck it. And then he just leaves. And he takes the Tesla.
He takes my car.
He takes my car. And that you gave me.
Well, no, our car.
Our family car. He takes the car that I'm always driving. So, like, I treat that car with my, like, I treat that car good, okay?
Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, but it is funny that he takes the car that I gave you. Did he ask you?
Nope.
Okay.
But
continue.
Expected. And anyway, so the car's gone. I'm just like, oh, Brad's like, I'm going to the gym, whatever. And then comes back. I took the key and put it in our room because I didn't want anyone else, like, taking it.
And this is still early in the morning.
Still early in the morning. It's like 9:30 at this point. You're still asleep. Then I hear him, like, I hear everybody rushing around upstairs, packing. We gotta go. I gotta go to the airport right now. Who's driving me? He looks at Lloyd, my editor. Lloyd's like, I'm not driving you. He looks at Alex, and Alex is like, no. And then he's just like, where the fuck are the keys? And I just, like, kept my mouth shut because I was like, oh, my God. Like, he's being all demanding. Like, no. And then you're still in the room sleeping. He just goes in the room when you're sleeping, looks through whatever he has to look through to get the key, leaves, and then the Tesla comes back.
He fucks it up. Yeah, he fucked it both.
It's fucked up. And why don't you call an Uber? I even offered. I said, I'll get you an Uber, because he seemed so stressed, like he had to leave right now. I was like, I'll call an Uber. But it was like, no.
Okay, you know what's fucked up about that situation is if you were to do that to him, barge into his room while he's sleeping, and then just take any of his vehicles without asking, you are a dead man. I'm like, you are a dead man. You have to be clouded the fuck up if you want to do that.
I don't even know if you could.
I don't know. I think Mr. Beast could do it. I think Mr. Beast could do it. Oh, 100%, Mr. Beast. Dude, Mr. Beast.
No, I was like, there's no way.
Mr. Beast could walk up to Bradley, take down his pants, and just take a fucking golden shower on him. And Brad did not... Dude, fuck yeah. If that means Brad gets into a fucking Beast video... Fuck yeah. I swear. Anyways, so far...
What do you think about that? What, so I just have to tell the story? Do you think it's messed up?
Oh, I think it's so fucked up that he
called to Bradley. Can you please help me fix my car?
Bradley will never fix my car. Bradley blamed it on my editor. Bradley, I mean, honestly, he's one of my best friends, and I love him to death. But he's a piece of shit. Sometimes he is like he's an asshole, and he can. But I tell him, like, I tell him to his face, like, dude, you're an asshole. You have so many problems going around. You're mad at everyone. Like, you need to get your life together. Like, please, like, for the sake of just being around you, like,
make him sound so crazy.
He is crazy. He has like a million businesses, a million girl problems, and like, he's just he has this a huge ego, and it's not bad, but I just tell him, like, dude, you got to get your shit together because, like, you are mad at everybody. Like, you know, fucking smile, Bradley. Show a smile. You have beautiful teeth, Brad. Fucking smile. You know? Anyways.
He's a busy guy.
All right, I think that's it. Vaping's going to kill you. Ice Spice, I can have sex with you. I'll give you my girlfriend's bag. Oh, yeah.
And
right now, Team Selena.
Belt.
Hey, no, you're not fucking no black guys. This is a one-way street. This is a one-way street. If I want to fucking... You know that Boy's a Liar Part 2? Song's epic. Epic. It's insane. It's insane. And Ice Spice. Have you seen her at the fro? Insane. Have you seen her with long hair? Insane. Ice Spice.
I could say so many things right now.
Anyways, so...
Black belts.
All right, quick thing I have to say. Tucker Carlson on the fucking Folsom podcast was awesome. My favorite part was when Kyle said Zimbabwe, and okay, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but check that out, because it's insane. Right now, Team Selena or Team Haley?
Oh my God, I don't know what's going on,
but I'm Team Selena, like, 100%, and it's because I see Selena, and I just, like, I think Selena's, like, kind of like my sister, like, as in, like, she's such a sweetheart, right? Like, when I look at her, I'm just like, holy fuck, Team Selena. Like, I'm Team Selena, so what about you?
I feel the same exact way.
And no disrespect towards Haley.
Yeah.
No disrespect towards
Haley.
I have no idea what's going
on. Like, I wasn't even trying, like, I was honestly scared to say it, because no disrespect towards Haley. But...
Team Selena.
It's just, yeah.
It's like, you look at, I don't know what's going on, but like, from, okay, it was hot for a bit, so you're going through your phone, it seems like someone was being mean to Selena Gomez.
This is a really hot topic right now, like, people might fucking love this, but Hailey Bieber and Kylie Jenner posted a picture of their eyebrows looking all funny after Selena Gomez posted a picture of her eyebrows.
So what was wrong with them?
They were like, she did that, like, brushed up thingy, and it was just a lot. Hailey's losing millions of followers, and so is Kylie. Selena Gomez has the most, I think she's the highest followed female on Instagram now.
Okay, also, but Hailey Bieber has happy dads in the closet, so I immediately, not in her closet, she's in her pantry. But, okay,
talking about this.
Changed my mind. Fuck you, Selena, your brows look like shit. Like, no.
Yeah, let's just be Team Hailey, let's be different.
I'm Team Haley. She has happy dads in her pantry.
And they're cute together. Yeah, like, fuck it.
Everything I said was bullshit.
Same.
Hey, Selena, your brows look like shit. Get fucking happy dads in your fridge and then let's talk. Brows look like shit. So, shout out to fucking Happy Dad. Shout out Prize Picks. I love Prize Picks. It's a little different right now because NFL's over, but there's the UFC and XFL. XFL's pretty cool. I honestly don't watch the games. I just bet on quarterbacks, but I support The Rock. I think The Rock's awesome. So, I love Prize Picks. So shout out Prize Picks to my sponsor. I've had a moment tonight going into this podcast where it's like, Prize Picks sponsors me and pays me money, and it's fucking Prize Picks. It's like a fucking apple paying me money. It's like, I fucking love apples. Like, you're giving me money to eat you. It's amazing. And that's why I like this potential Celsius partnership. Celsius, if you're watching, let's fucking get into bed together, because let's do it. Because I love my favorite thing about partnerships is when they're natural. And that's what I try to do. And that's why, you know, gambling sponsorships worked out so much and everything. That's why RuBet's always worked out. Stakes always worked out. It's because it's all natural. Happy Dad's natural. Full Send is natural. So shout out to my sponsors. Shout out to you, Selena. And, one last thing. Shout out to the fucking, you know that guy? What's the guy with the face paint on the, January 6th, the Capitol, when they rush in the Capitol, guy with the funny hat. He got arrested for 4 years. They released the footage. Anyways, Tucker Carlson released the footage of when Biden became president and they rushed the Capitol. But anyways, it was all bullshit. It was like, the police like escorted this guy and it was all peaceful. From the videos, I don't know shit, but anyway, shout out to that guy. I think you're awesome. I don't care how, like, if you're not relevant or people know about you when it comes to Halloween, but I am dressing up as you for Halloween 1,000,000%. Like, the Capitol guy, I am 100% dressing up for you as Halloween. Fuck, I might dress up as you tomorrow and get the face paint, get the hat, because, I feel bad for you. You're doing 4 years, and from the video, you got escorted, and you're doing 4 years. And then, Vince sent me something. So that guy's doing 4 years right now, and he was police escorted. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I saw footage, and I'm not trying to go against anybody, the left or fucking anyone, because they will ruin your life. But I'm just saying, I saw footage and I think this guy, I love the fit, love the face paint. Anyway, so, and my friend Vince said, Chansley got 4 years in prison for a nonviolent police escorted tour, and Dave Chappelle was violently assaulted on stage by a guy with a knife, and that guy got a $3,000 fine and no prison time. I would have to see that video because, to be honest, violently assaulted on stage sounds kind of aggressive and over-exaggerated, but still, the guy got fucking 4 years for a fucking nonviolent police escort, and that's what I saw on video. Oh, Vince sent me other shit. This is what Vince sends me, because I said I'm doing a podcast. It's a good friend. He says, according to Nikola Jokic's housemaid, I guess is a basketball player, Jokic hasn't brushed his teeth in over 3 years.
Who?
A basketball player. Russell Brand on Joe Rogan. Insane. Russell Brand, you're amazing. You're like, the way you talk about Rumble is beautiful. Joe, the way you talk about Rumble is beautiful. Then sent me Vice News. Vice News, pedophilia is a mental health issue. It's still not treated as one. I don't know about that. That's pretty crazy.
Did he just send these?
Yeah, he just sent them. Oh, and then the Joe Biden presents an International Women of Courage Award to a biological male on hashtag International Women's Day. Okay, so, International Women of Courage Award. I think you should go to Bradley. Honestly. Like, I think I'm going to nominate Bradlina for that award. And I'm going to do it fucking today. I'm doing it right now on this podcast. I officially nominate Bradlina Martin for the National Woman Award Courage, or whatever it is, the Courage Award. Because Bradlina, you have courage. Anyways, that was the podcast. I love you guys. We'll see you next week. Guys, Thursday, every Thursday, 8:30 Eastern, Steve will do videos. They're going to be the best videos ever. Donnie, do you have anything to say? Fuck yeah, dude.